You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's exactly 6:30. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and I'm joined by the head of marketing at FlySafair, Marijke Pienaar, to discuss some very, very, very important news that are of national importance. Good evening, Marijke. Thanks so much for taking the time. I'd give the floor to you. Do you want to tell our listeners what the most important announcement of the year is?
Thanks very much, Jimmy. Yes, well, we definitely think it is. So tomorrow at 9 a.m., FlySafair's epic birthday sale will once again go live. This year, obviously being our 10-year birthday celebration, we've got 10 Rand tickets going out at 9 a.m. So we hope that everybody is ready for it and as excited as we are. It builds up on our side as well. There's a lot of excitement on our team's side. We've been teasing a little bit on social media, getting people and customers to guess what's coming. And I must be honest, like the excitement on the other side and the reception has been fantastic. So, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
Listeners out there, South Africans, I don't know how I can say this. A 10 Rand flight is something we don't No, we don't see this. We sit in those waiting rooms every single year, and we sit in those waiting rooms for hours and hours and hours. And this year it's coming. You've got your announcements ahead of time. Please don't say that FlySafair did not inform you. Everybody knows where to get it. For those that don't know, it is flysafair.co.za, obviously. Marijke, let's look at the competition. 10-year anniversary. How significant is it to still be having this kind of event and still having this kind of community that you're building for FlySafair? I mean, we've seen a lot of change in the aviation space and in the domestic space as well, with competitors falling off, some disappearing. You guys have sort of stuck it around for the last 10 years, and you're still able to do these sorts of offerings.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think you're right. I mean, it is something that we think about every year. We started obviously with the 1 Rand sale, and then it became the 2 Rand sale, and every year you think, will we do it again? But we've just found that the response that we get from the customers is so overwhelmingly positive. That's definitely something that we want to keep doing. As you say, lots of people sit glued to their screens to get those 10 Rand tickets. And that's part of the fun. It's just the engagement of the day. Really, I mean, South Africans are so amazing. So just following the social media feeds, people on X commenting, that's entertaining enough. But I think it's also really for us important to stay true to who we are. And I think that's part of what we've really done. We said we're still exactly the same people we were when we started 10 years ago, still the same low-cost model. And our mission really is to stay true to that, keep making flights as affordable as possible, and specifically opening up the sky to more South Africans. And I think that's part of what this competition brings and why it's so exciting for us. We get such wonderful stories and feedback from people afterwards, sharing their experiences, first-time flyers, people who would never otherwise have been able to afford a flight ticket, stories about people, you know, connecting with family and friends that they haven't seen in forever. So those are really the things that warms our hearts, but more than that, really sort of what South Africa is all about. It's about connection, and I think that's sort of our little piece of bringing that as well.
Marijke, when we last spoke, we caught up in Jan when the Cape to Kruger flights were launched, and that was such a landmark moment as well, launching that route. What routes are available for these tickets for the competition? What can people expect? How many tickets are going on sale? Can you just give us a bit more details around the sale tomorrow?
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Let's go into the details. So I think the first important thing is to remember that it only starts at 9 a.m. So don't rush the website now. You're just going to be waiting in a waiting room. So tomorrow, 9 a.m., the sale will start. We've got 50,000 tickets available for 10 Rand, and that's on our domestic route. So as you've now just said, we've got the new route between Cape Town and Mbombela. So that route's in the mix as well. So all of our domestic routes, and it will be scattered across travel dates from May onwards until the end of November. So that's where you'll be able to look for your 10 Rand ticket. In our waiting room, we've also got a low fare or 10 Rand fare finder. So I would recommend that you think a little bit about when do you want to travel, where do you want to go, and then use that 10 Rand finder while you're waiting in the waiting room to really track down those seats and see if you can find the ticket. So once you get let into the website, if you're one of the lucky few that get through, you will have 10 minutes to do your booking. So know where you want to go, make your selection, and just make sure that you finish payment and get off the website again before your session expires. We obviously have to do that just to make it fair and make sure that we can accommodate as many people as we possibly can on the website. One exciting thing that I can add on is that we'll run a 30% off sale concurrently, which is quite exciting. So even if you can't snag a 10 rand seat, stay with us. The 30% sale will also be available for you to use, and that will include our regional flights as well. So the flights to Harare, Livingston, Maputo, as well as, I'm missing one now, it'll come to me in a second and I'll share that with you. So exciting things flying ahead.
Marika, how do people get an edge? Because every year we're always in the same conversation. Everybody wants to know how they get an edge. How do you improve your chances of being selected? How do you be a part of the action, so to speak, and make sure you get the most out of it?
Yo, I know. I mean, I wish I can give you like 5 steps to get to the front of the queue, but it is randomized and it's automated. So unfortunately, that's part of it. It's all chance. It's up to chance. So it's automated. You land in the queue. We randomize the queue and then some people are let in. We obviously need to manage the inflow into the website just to make sure that we maintain the integrity of the website. We can't have all million South Africans hit the website at the same time, and that's the reason why we do have the queue in front. So I guess you need to do whatever you do before you buy a lotto ticket. So whatever your thing is, go do that tonight, and then hopefully tomorrow will be your lucky day.
Well, unlike a lotto ticket, this is a free game of chance. It doesn't cost you more than 10 rand if you do get through. But to sit in the waiting room is a lot of fun, and you get to engage with the FlySafe Air team, as Marika mentioned. Marika, you touched on those 30% discounts around for other flights. Is that going to be running throughout tomorrow only, or is that just happened to launch tomorrow alongside the 10 rand sale? And how long will that be going on for?
Yeah, that will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow as well, same time as the 10 rand sale, and it will finish at midnight. So it's also a one-day event. We just have to make sure, as you say, I mean, so few people feel like they get the luck to make it through onto the website and get that 10 rand ticket. So we've made sure there is something in store for people afterwards as well, so that they don't have to go away once all the tickets, 10 rand tickets, are sold out. They can still get the tickets and go on those holidays that they've been planning and dreaming about. So that will run all the way till midnight.
Was it 50,000 tickets you said?
50,000, that's correct. Yes.
50,000 tickets will be available. Marika, what is the incentive at this point to sort of keep having these kinds of competitions? Or are you... I guess I'm asking because I wonder then, are you not able to have them more frequently as a promotional activity? Obviously, coinciding with the birthday celebration is a significant moment, but is it something that FlySafe Air is looking to do more of? We know the likes of Lyft, a competitor in the space, recently did their promotion and their citywide, or I think it was a national sort of find a ticket competition. Is this something that FlySafe Air might also look towards in terms of just promoting local travel?
Yes, I think local travel is really important. I think we do it across the year, throughout the year, with different kinds of sales and events and focusing on routes or special deals here and there. But the birthday sale is special. It builds up and it takes quite a few months for us to prepare for the sale as well. So even if we want to, from a marketing side, do it, it is quite a big event, and it also does take a lot of time internally from the whole team, actually the whole commercial team, to build up into the sale. So I don't think this is the kind of sale that we repeat more often than once a year. But definitely, as you say, supporting different routes with different kinds of initiatives, that's always in the cards. So, following our social media pages, signing up for a newsletter, you'll always be the first one to know, just to stay in the know when we do have those kinds of sales going.
There you have it, folks. Tomorrow, 10 Rand flight tickets across South Africa. You have a 1 in 50,000 chance of getting a ticket, or depending on how many tickets you wish to then buy afterwards. Feel free to go and sit in the waiting rooms and Crash Fly SFA's website. I'm sure they look forward to it every single year. We'll leave it at that, Marika. Thanks so much for those insights. Marika Pienaar, Head of Marketing at Fly SFA, confirming that the 10 Rand birthday sale goes live at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.